I would suggest you've got to be somebody who likes the game of golf, be somewhat decent at the game of golf. Not great, but decent, because you have the opportunity to tee it up at Blackhawk on June 15th for the Courage Classic in fundraising for the Glen Rose Rehabilitation Hospital Foundation. And Trina Johnson, the Director of Community Relations and Fund Development, joins me in studio. Trina, how are you?
I'm good.
This used to be like the longest day of golf, correct?
Yeah.
You guys just kind of changed the name, but it's been around for a long time.
It has, and we renamed it to honor the everyday courage of the patients. We wanted it to make sure it was less about the golf and really about the fact that we're raising funds for patients.
So how it works, anybody, if you're interested, just text me, and then I can pass on your number to Trina to get you registered in this, because we're going to have a little contest amongst the listeners if you want in. But basically what it is, it's all-day golf. You can golf all day. You get there at 6:30, and all of your food, breakfast, lunch, you're at the turn, on the sixth hole, the eighth hole, whatever you want, food, drink, it's available all day for free.
Yep.
Right? All you have to do is raise $1,250. That's
correct.
It. There's no fee to play. There's no fee to sign up. Right. It's just a complete fundraiser for the Glen Rose. And you only take 100 golfers. And I know you guys have already sold out about 75 spots. So there's only 25 left.
Yep.
And what I found interesting about this, Trina, was the young boy that you're honoring this year is kind of the poster child, I would guess, for the Glen Rose. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners about Ethan.
So Ethan and his dad have golfed. This will be their third year. And so when he was really young, he was playing street ball hockey with his friends in Sherwood Park, and an accidental shove caused him to fall into the bushes, and a stick poked through his eye into his brain, leaving him with a really severe brain injury. Couldn't walk, was paralyzed. He had a major uphill battle. And so he was at the Glen Rose with his family for 4 months and undergoing intense rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And this is where he learned to have a life again, to hug, to run, to walk, to be a kid, which is really what ultimately his family's hopes and dreams are for him and those of himself. So first year, he was able to conquer 18 holes.
Wow.
And the second year, I think he got to 27. And last year, they completed 3 rounds together. And then this year, they're trying to raise enough money so that his sister can come and join the day, too, because it's pretty special for them. You know, they probably thought they'd maybe lose him. And mm-hmm. here he is participating.
And that's what's kind of, you know, unique about this is, you know, he's a healthy young boy, and kids are play. We encourage kids to play road hockey, and, you know, accidents are going to happen, unfortunately, every now and then. I don't think that should stop anyone from playing. But, you know, especially a branch through the eye, like that's a one in a, I don't know, billion chance of that happening.
Yeah, you don't expect that at all. But what you do hope is that when something that does happen, that the Glen Rose is there to wrap around your child and make sure that they're meeting all the success and milestones that they can to be the person you want them to be.
And so there's no, you can play in groups, and we're going to have, a little contest. The first listener who raises $1,250, right? So send in,
sounds
if you're interested,
good.
The first person who raises $1,250, you'll get to bring a friend for free.
Yep. We're game for that.
Simple enough. So I know our listeners are always up, but we got a lot of diehard golfers might have to get, we've already got a lot of texters who are interested already. So I'll make sure Trina's going to get a hold of you guys the minute we're done this. I'll give her all of your phone numbers. And so text in, make sure you put your name on it. And Blaine and Loader and Jeff and everybody else who's already texted in, Jesse, we'll get to you guys. And basically, little fun competition. The first TSN 1260 listener to raise the $1,250 will get to bring a friend for free.
Yep.
So they could kind of be their caddy, but they get to play.
Good idea. Then we will let them play. And I do want to give a big shout out to Blackhawk. It's very unique that they let us have the course mm-hmm. for the whole day. And so they're very generous to us. And so we want to try to get to 100 golfers, leverage this generosity as much as we can. And it'll still be a great day. I mean, when do you ever get to be on a golf course with only 100 golfers and just enjoy the love of the game?
And it's there. And you can golf because in June 15th, it's light out till 10:30.
Yeah, I've seen, I'm leaving at about 10, and I've seen a couple guys still trying to, you know, get a couple rounds in.
And so it's just, you come there, you get there at 6:30, and is it kind of does people just start? It's not like you have to wait till the first person's on hole one. I'm assuming
it's
you just
open.
Go out in groups?
Yeah, you can start in any hole you want. You can repeat a hole if you want. You can start, you know, at 7:30 if you prefer, or get a little work in and come at 10. It's completely open format. There's no silent auction, no live auction. This is about the game of golf and enjoying it with the people that you come with. And, you know, improving your game ultimately when you get that many rounds in.
Well, that sounds awesome. And so because there are a lot of great golf tournaments, but a lot of times, you know, it's the dinners and the speeches. And then on the course, there's 87 things
exactly.
where they're asking you for. This is just you fundraise. There's no registration. You fundraise and you go play. So you get a foursome if you want. You get three of your buddies and you could have the ultimate golf day all day long.
Pretty much. Yeah. And we have
food and drink included, which I think is pretty big.
If
hey, get somebody to drop you off, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. So. Yes, we want you to enjoy and imbibe safely. Yeah.
How many kids go through the Glen Rose every year?
Well, we have about 35% of our visits are children, and so we have 87,000 visits per year. So about 7,000 children. And for us, it's not really about the big numbers. It's about the children whose lives were impacted. So like an Ethan, right? You want to make sure that he gets everything he needs. And so we have a team of specialists that wrap around them, inform their care, keep helping them to push the boundaries. And, you know, years later, he's still coming back for a variety of things because his body's growing and mm-hmm. he needs help. And so a lot of people don't realize that once someone's life is saved, there's a huge journey ahead of them and it's an uphill battle and it's years and years of rehabilitation that gets them back to living their life.
What's Ethan's long-term prognosis?
I think it's really good. He's doing well in school. He is, I don't know if he's been able to play hockey again yet, but he sets some small goals every year. So last year it was riding a bike again and he reached that. And so I think they take every year one day at a time. And they're a really positive family, which I think is something to be celebrated as well.
We are talking about the, now this is like the 14th or 15th annual?
I'm going to dare say 15.
15? Yeah. Okay. The Courage Classic, of course, the longest day of golf. It will go Monday, June 15th at Blackhawk. You can play golf all day long, many holes as you like. There's no registration. You're required to raise $1,250. We'll have a fun little contest amongst all our listeners. First one to raise the $1,250. You'll get to bring a friend for free.
Yep.
So it's kind of a two-for-one deal. So get two of your buddies, you fundraise the money, boom, you guys are in, and away you go. You have a lot of fun. There's no registration fee. All you have to do is raise the money, and then it's all your food, all of your basically all your green fees, all of your drinks there. You can stop for lunch if you want in between rounds.
Yep.
And I'm assuming there's probably a lot of guys who maybe have fun, maybe some wagering on their games against the other guys for fun to raise a little bit more for the Glen Rose.
Yeah, they spare me of the email banter that goes back and forth, but I have heard there's some trash talk that happens amongst the team to see. And there's actually a trophy this year for the person that raises the most. They get to have the trophy for a year and have bragging rights. It's the inaugural year.
Oh, nice.
And
who doesn't like a trophy?
Exactly.
There's a lot of guys that most guys don't have a trophy.
There's a big trophy on the line right now, I believe, in the hockey world.
That one's pretty important.
Yeah.
You only get it for a day, though, not a year.
So the website's courageclassic.ca.
Courageclassic.ca.
Yeah.
So anybody, they can just go register there right away, but I thought it'd be easier for you to get their number so then I know that they want in and you can set them up, tell them exactly how it works. It's out at Blackhawk, one of the best courses in Edmonton. Actually, it's my favorite course of golf because that's where I've had my best for two rounds of my life.
Awesome.
84 twice, so not sure I'll get there again because I don't golf as much, but love that course. It's in great shape. It's actually the only course I ever saw a hole in one. And some guy had a hole-in-one in this tournament last year.
Ian Newman, if anyone knows him, he had a hole-in-one in 2013.
Did he keep playing?
Oh, they kept playing. They had a pretty...
Something tells me they must have ratcheted up the party a little bit after that.
I think
that.
They did. Yeah, there was... they ordered some champagne on their own dime to celebrate. It was pretty... I think he had eight of his friends there to see it go down, so that was pretty special.
Nice. And, of course, the funds, all the proceeds will go... towards the Glen Rose to help out. And the Glen, now the Glen Rose, it helps out all ages, correct?
Yeah. So it's really unique, actually. We are the largest freestanding tertiary rehab hospital, and we're the only hospital dedicated to rehab in Alberta. So there's 90 hospitals about in Alberta. We're the only one that helps infants, seniors, adults, everyone specializing in rehab.
Well, Trina, I think it's an outstanding event, and I got a lot of listeners who are interested. If you want, just text me your number at 10-12-60, and I will pass it on to Trina, and she will get in contact with you likely tonight or definitely on Monday, and you can register. It's June 15th at Blackhawk. 1250 is what you need. That's your fundraising goal. Of course, you can raise more than that. And the first listener only today, and to get involved in that 2-for-1 contest, you've got to send me a text today. So then you'll get in, and you can go two people if you're the first one to raise the 1250. So it added a fun incentive to help raise money for the Glen Rose. And you get to shake hands with Ethan, a young boy who had a tough accident playing road hockey, got shoved into a bush. It went through his eye, into his brain, and paralyzed him. And he's back out there. And if he can golf 3 full rounds, I'm sure many of you can golf more than that. Like, think about it. You're there at 6:30 a.m. So if you're trucking, you could easily golf probably 100 holes.
I'm not sure we've gotten to 100. I think I saw someone that got in the area of like 63, but I 60, could.
Yeah, I guess 100's a lot. Yeah. That'd be 5 rounds plus.
Most people get in 3, and then there's a couple that
go to 4.
Go to 4 and maybe edge on 5. It's, you know, it's all dependent upon the daylight.
Wow. You got to be a diehard. I like it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, it's Majot would go out there, but he'd need a truckload of golf balls.
Oh, yeah, I'd be out of golf balls at like 9:30 in the morning.
There's a little bit of water out at the Hawk, so. Well, Trina, I really appreciate it. I will pass you on the numbers of our listeners.
Thank you.
And all the best in raising funds for this.
I really appreciate your time and letting us come and share our story.